Hello! Welcome to Pikapu Podcast, the podcast where we go through every episode in the Pokemon series and just revisit our favorite moments. We're still plugging along here. Right now we're on episode 8, The Path to the Pokemon League. The team is on their way to Vermilion. Misty for the cruise ship, Ash for the gym, and Brock because he seemingly has nothing better to do. Ash is getting a bit of a big head, having two badges and on a winning streak. Misty and Brock are a little frustrated with Ash's attitude, not just because it's annoying, but because Ash won those badges based on honor, not necessarily from winning. Especially, you know, Brock, who gave his over out of sheer goodwill, and Ash promised to work hard to be deserving of it. In a way, it's a bit of a slap in the face to them, as well as, you know, just being annoying as all get out. But while battling a young trainer, Ash hears of some kid named AJ, who is a really strong trainer of wild Pokemon, and Ash can't resist the call to run off and battle. AJ runs a gym, but an unofficial gym, not sanctioned by the Pokemon League. This means that any badge won here, or whatever it is that AJ gives out to the challengers, cannot be used to enter the regional championship. He's not the only one to run an unofficial gym in Kanto, and quite frankly, Kanto's gym system is a little screwed up right now while Ash is going through it before the PIA does their big cleanup in Pokemon Chronicles. So Ash challenges AJ, but is distracted when the doors open to the gym and they start checking the place out. Here, AJ mentions that he's just caught a bunch of new wild Pokemon, and we see that even though Ash's ego has been swelling a little, he's still got his pure-hearted love of Pokemon, because he immediately starts gushing, "Oh, can I see them?" like a kid with toys at Christmas. The battle gets underway with the expected banter, and Ash briefly gets a Tengu nose when he displays his arrogance. AJ's not impressed, and insults Brock and Misty's gyms, which causes them to do a 180 and start cheering for Ash, laying on the pressure just a little bit thick. AJ starts with Sandshrew, which should be nothing for Ash, "I know exactly what I'm doing, catch him." He sends out Pidgeotto, who gets creamed. Butterfree does not do much better, and Pikachu flat out refuses, shocking Ash until he gets his way. Ash is forced to eat humble pie, and his Tenguno snaps. Whenever I see Tengu now, all I can think of is Cartoon's Queen of Pirate Concert. I'm sorry, that had nothing to do with anything. Moving on, AJ gets his 99th win, and Ash accuses AJ of cheating. Desperately looking for a reason to explain his loss other than the obvious, inside AJ's gym, some serious training is going on, and Ash, thinking that the Pokemon are being abused, does his typical hero act and tackles AJ into the pool. But it turns out that AJ actually treats all the Pokemon quite well, and they're there because they want to be. So Ash looks pretty stupid in the end, especially when he gets confused by the training techniques, and Pikachu more so, leading Ash to think he's being made fun of again. Between the two of them, this is one of those untranslatable puns that make translators and scriptwriters want to burn themselves alive, but it originally had something to do with Sandshrew, sandbags, and the word for pillow sounding similar. But really, Pokemon is just random, and that's why we love it. Don't question why Pikachu grabs pillows out of thin air, oh my gosh. Ash thinks that AJ is too hard on his Sandshrew, even though AJ goes off on a long speech about how he loves Sandshrew and they've endured hardships, and they're a great team. Sounds kind of familiar, actually, except that Pikachu and Ash are still working out their kinks. Ash still thinks AJ's too tough on them anyway, and should be making friends with his Pokemon, and asks Brock to back him up, but I guess Brock can see that the Pokemon love AJ and just starts talking shop about making Pokemon food. While that's going on, Pikachu attempts to use some of the training equipment with less than stellar results. You know, Pikachu is, I hate to say it, kind of lazy in the battling department, and he can't quite pick up the barbells that Sandshrew lifts so easily, or wear the strength intensifier macho brace thing. Team Rocket sees all of this and starts making plans to steal Pokemon, and for the first time, tries some experimentation on their motto. But, you know, in the end they decide, classic is the best. They steal Sandshrew while Ash and AJ are fighting and insulting each other. Ash actually has the gall to suggest that Sandshrew ran away, which is an insult that's really personal to him, and I don't think he's ever used it again. We'll have to see as we go along, but I really don't think Ash ever accuses, you know, somebody of their Pokemon having run away because they hate them. Possibly because Ash's Pokemon have done that to him despite all Ash's efforts. He cites that it's because Sandshrew might have seen how well Pikachu and Ash get along and wanted that for himself. And there I just have to sigh, because that's still all in Ash's head at this point. Ash loves Pikachu, Pikachu tolerates Ash, but getting along is not really what they do, and they haven't been demonstrating anything close to it for AJ in this episode. AJ, thankfully, is much more secure in his relationship than Ash is, and when Sandshrew returns, Ash eventually comes around to the truth of the situation and focuses on the arrival of Team Rocket. AJ steps up and defends his Pokemon and his honor, and Ash, converted, cheers them on. It's a pretty easy 100th win, breaking the gym in the process, so thank goodness this was the last. Jubilant, they close the gym and head off to face the gyms of the world and be the number one Pokemon master. Ash realizes that he might need to incorporate more training into his regime, along with, you know, his usual devil-may-care strategy. So that was episode 8. It's kind of the first filler episode, I guess, and it doesn't take place anywhere in the game world, or in the anime world. Like, we don't actually know where we are in this episode, which makes it really interesting that the narrator's closing line is, Ash is never going to forget that place where he had that great battle. And I'm sure if you asked Ash today, he'd be just like, yeah, that place with the battle. Where was that, actually? All I know, they're somewhere on the way to Vermillion, we think. But it's a fun episode. I've always kind of liked it, just because it's... I think that's Ash at his worst. You know, Ash gets ego problems. Like, he gets them every now and then, but most of them took place in the Kanto and the Orange Islands, maybe a few in Johto. I think there was one episode where he had, like, a real ego thing going on in all of the Advanced series. So, I don't really think he had one in Sinnoh, but, you know, it's been a long... I haven't seen all those episodes yet. So, like, this really is kind of Ash at his most immature, and it's not like I like seeing that, but at the same time, it's kind of good to see how he progresses and how he learns. And, you know, even in his ego trips, he never gets quite this bad ever again. He's really obnoxious in this episode, but, you know, even in his bit of his swelling head and his ego or his overconfidence as it usually manifests himself, I think at this, you know, at this further point in the series where we are now, Dend and Iris and Dawn, like, they have no idea. Brock could tell them stories about Ash, but they just have no idea where Ash has been. But we're closing it out. This has been PKP Podcast, Episode 8, and thank you so much for listening. If you'd like to comment on anything you've heard, or talk about the episodes coming down the road, or, you know, say some of your favorite, or not-so-favorite, as this episode proved, Ash moments, you know, please write in at either our VideoJug page, Pokemon Episode Guide, www.videojugpages.com/sites/3884, or our blog at www.pikapipodcast.blogspot.com. And please leave your comments. I'd be happy to read them, and hopefully I could read some of them on air. But with that, we're signing off here at Pikapi Podcast. Gotta catch 'em all.